It is super exciting to have with us on the phone on Static this evening all three members of Sunflower Bean, Julia, Nick and Jacob. How's things?
Good, we're good.
Yeah, things are awesome.
Yeah, it's great to have a record out for you guys this week, and I've got to admit, I was equal parts amazed and horrified to realise that all three of you are still only 22, as evidenced by this album's title, 22 in Blue, so you've carbon dated yourselves on this record.
Yeah, 22 is a funny age, like you're still young enough to make a lot of mistakes and know that you have a lot to learn, but old enough to be able to start accessing some deeper parts of yourself, and I think that's what we tried to do on this record.
I also feel like you've probably done a lot of growing up in the last 2 years since the debut Sunflower Bean album came out, and the world's changed a lot too.
Yeah, it's a weird time to be alive. It's a weird time to kind of grow up in this. We've been on tour so much, we've kind of grown more by like tour, like songs we've written by year sometimes. You know, it's hard to differentiate the years when you're on the road so much.
And as young, early 20-somethings finding your way in a city like New York, some of the songs on this album really seem to reflect the tension of current times. I mean, there's tracks like the rip-snorting opener Burn It, and of course, especially Crisis Fest, which feels like it could only have come out of the last 18 months with those lyrics. 2017, we know reality's one big sick show.
Yeah, I think that something we've always really wanted to do and that has been a big part of who we've been as a band is to think about rock in terms of something that's really current, because that will be the importance of the present and the future. And I think there's kind of this balance of reflecting on the environment you're in, but also making sure that it's kind of hopefully timeless. Because, you know, I mean, there's a difference between, like, using little, like, cell phone sounds or, like, referencing emojis in a song, which is, like, stuff that, you know, maybe in a few years won't make any sense. And then, you know, there's stuff that it feels all major cities in the world are struggling with, which is, like, changes in population, changes in zoning, changes in where people want to live, and, you know, the fact that the United States is a really crazy place to be right now, and all of that kind of creates an artistically urgent environment.
And also, Julia, I guess you have to balance up not being too heavy-handed with also wanting to, as you say, reflect the times that you live in. I think historically the best rock has always represented the moments that it's come out in.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think for us, we really just wanted to make a record that people could fall in love with, or if they don't, just be able to have kind of a personal reaction to it. It's not like it doesn't feel like a crazy pop record. It doesn't feel completely obscure. We wanted to just make music that someone could find some sort of solace in, whatever that meant to them, and something really artistically interesting.
It also feels that the anxiousness of some of those songs is also balanced on this record by some of Sunflower Bean's prettiest moments. There's that sort of country lilt and harmony of the almost title track of the record, 22. That was almost one of the biggest curveballs ahead of this album's release. It's, I don't know if it's too shorthand to call it your Fleetwood Mac moment.
Yeah, I think something that relates to this age or this 22 thing, and what we've been mentioning even in this interview, is a little bit of this getting older stuff is being able to be more comfortable with yourself and be more comfortable with being vulnerable. Because I think that it can be really easy to be really outward, you know, and it can be really fun to be really outward. And by outward, I mean you can put on a big flashy show and you can headbang and you can kind of create this live moment, which is something we absolutely love doing and is like a huge part of us. But we realized that there was another part of us, and the other part of us might sound a little bit different. And maybe for me, like my voice that felt stronger to me and felt more real to me is something that is being perceived as country a little bit maybe sometimes. But for me, it just feels like myself, you know, and that's really exciting. I feel like that we're getting a lot closer to who we are, and that we had the chance to make this record and the time to really kind of see some of those vulnerabilities through.
It's been amazing to watch the different styles of music get incorporated into Sunflower Bean over the years, because your early stuff was such skyscraping riff rock? You know, was it easiest to sort of shed and scream early on to cover up any inadequacies?
I would not say to cover up any inadequacies. I think that it's really freeing to scream. Everything that we've done, I think we've done totally at the time. I think we've always been reacting to our environment and wanted to do something different. When we started as a band in New York City, everything was very, very shoegaze, and there was no getting on the floor and kind of like wilding out. And, you know, I think a lot of bands have done that and do that really well. Like King Gizzard does that super, super, super well. And so much psych that we all really, really love. Like, we still have to honor that part of ourselves. It's just that there's a little bit more. And I think that the world is really afraid of things that are multifaceted because you can't put it in a box. And I think we're trying to fight against that box.
You did win some big Aussie points early on, Julia, by naming a song a few years ago, Tame Impala. So I am wondering why there's no King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard as a title track on this new album.
You know, the Tame Impala thing was more of like a homage to them because they had a song called Led Zeppelin.
Absolutely, and them being one of the greatest modern rock bands of our time, you know, it has felt inadvertently being close to them in that way by naming a song after them has been a really funny experience.
So by nature of the fact, then, someone else should be paying it forward and naming a song Sunflower Bean. That's what you're really saying, right?
A couple of bands actually already have. Very, very
They've got the gist
small.
Of it.
Yeah.
To be honest, as you were saying, Julia, it is great to rock out a lot of the time, and it was a relief to find there was still plenty of noise and grit on 22 in Blue, particularly the reverb and megaphone sampled voices and downright urgency of a song like Human Four, which feels like it could fall apart at any moment. Are they still the most fun songs to commit to record?
Yeah, I think it's just thinking about the record as a whole and how it's going to flow and creating something that's dynamic. I think that there is kind of this trend also of music that's just kind of on in the background of like restaurants. And that's, you know, all of that completely has a place. But I think something we're definitely interested in with this record and probably will always be interested in is the concept of an album as an album and an album having a lot of dynamics. And I think that's why so many genres get thrown around when people talk about our sound. I love to indulge that from time to time.
And did you guys in Sunflower Bean have all this figured out yourselves, or did you call in some help for this record? I mean, Jacob from Unknown Mortal Orchestra has worked with you on this. What did he bring to the table for the three of you?
It was really exciting to work with Big Portrait, just because we did a lot of initial work with Matthew Molnar, who also helped us with Human Ceremony. And then from the beginning, we knew we'd need some kind of outside ears, just someone new to the situation to kind of bring in something extra. And so when we got to Big Portrait, we were kind of thinking like, oh, we just are going to mix the record with him and like mix some things here and there. But then it kind of ended up almost like open heart surgery. So the songs, it sounds drastic, and it kind of was for some of them, but it was, you know, he helped us really dig deep into the production side of things, and just really with him we got to really create the really interesting sounds that you hear all over the record, and really gave all the songs a lot of depth. And it was really cool bringing in someone from the outside and them kind of like being like just as crazy as us. Like from the first time we played him the songs on like a laptop speaker, like totally not done, we could see like a twinkle in his eye of like just crazy. We're like, oh, he's the one. So it was great working with him.
And you might have to go back to him for the next record. Are you already throwing around titles? Are we going to have, you know, 24 and So Much More or something in two more years? Is this going to continue as, as an album title?
How did you guess that? That is, we must have been doing some of that EST. 24 and Still Poor, the Sunflower Bean story.
I'm glad to hear it's going to keep working, you know, up until you have, I don't know, 87 and Now in Heaven. It'll work, right?
Oh, I know you prepared for this one. I like those. It would be the greatest pleasure of my life if we're still making records at 87. I just can't even imagine what they sound like. We're going to have, like, all of us with hearing aids and, like, in wheelchairs, banging stuff and, like, using Logic. It's going to be absolute madness.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves just yet. I mean, for now, we might have a listen to one of the glam pop stompers off the record. I'm pleased to see that Sunflower Bean haven't got this out of your systems just yet after you did that T-Rex cover a couple of years ago. Puppet Strings feels like a natural successor to that.
Woo! Yeah, Puppet Strings is a really special song on the record, and glam is something that means a lot to me and definitely means a lot to all of us, and to try to take some of our love for that and keep it special and riff on it quite literally has been really fun. So, yeah, Puppet Strings, let's do it.
All right, well, Julia, Nick and Jacob, it was great to talk to you. Congrats on the record. And this is Sunflower Bean on Static. Thanks for the chat.
Thank you, and we can't wait to come to Australia as soon as possible. We're dying to go.